It should have been one of the highlights of the local football season. The league leaders Cliftonville taking on their closest rivals Crusaders. Instead, the match was called off after a loyalist protest outside Seaview. What on earth went on? Tom Whiteside with us now. Morning to you, Tom.
Morning.
Good morning. And the SDLP councillor, Nicola Mallon. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Tom, what happened in your view?
Well, basically, Stephen, what I would like to do, first of all, we had a members' meeting last night, and I'd like to read out a statement which has been prepared on behalf of the members, if that's okay with you, and then I'll certainly discuss anything you wish.
Well, before we get into the statement, because I just think we should set the context up here, Tom, yeah. And then by all means you can read the statement. But in your view, what happened?
In our view, there was flag protesters which accumulated outside our football stadium on the Shore Road. We tried to request that these people would move on to allow our game to go ahead, and basically they refused to do so.
And Nicola, you were inside. What happened from your view?
Stephen, I wasn't inside the stadium. I was at Glendore Avenue, Skaganale area with some Crusaders and Cliftonville fans because a friendship walk had been arranged to try to reduce tensions and address any concerns. So I was standing there from about 10 past two and saw things from that perspective and amidst both sets of fans.
What did you see?
When I arrived about 10 past two, there was two sets of fans who were getting ready for the friendship walk. There was quite a heavy police presence. There was police inside a minivan. They were in full riot gear. So we baited around because we were aware of the protesters. I understand that some people involved with Crusaders went down to try and talk to the flag protesters, know the impress on them, the importance of the game. Unfortunately, that didn't seem to work. Around 10 to 3, the police informed us that they were trying to move the protesters on. It's my understanding that a skirmish of sorts broke out, and about 10 past 3, we were told that the game was postponed.
Look, it is deeply worrying, Tom Whiteside, if a group of protesters leads to a key match in Northern Ireland being called off.
That is indeed, Stephen. You know, people at Crusaders are all about football. We aren't really interested in politics. We are a mixed club from all backgrounds. We always have been and we always will be. And it's disappointing that the flag protesters have chose to set up outside Seaview when they knew that this vital game for both clubs was on.
Do you think it had to be called off?
Well, let's be clear about it, Stephen. The decision to call the game off was made in conjunction with both Crusaders, Cliftonville, and the PSNI. To give you the context of why that decision was made, the police were satisfied that they could clear the protesters and bring the remainder of the Cliftonville fans in. However, our concern was that the game would actually start, and after a period of 90 minutes or 2 hours, by the time the game ended, darkness would have fallen, and we were concerned that people were coming from other areas of Northern Ireland to heighten tensions. The last thing we wanted was for people to be injured, hurt, or worse.
Is that what you'd been told?
Well, we have information. We had information at the time from the PSNI that calls were going out on Facebook, etc., on social network sites to bring other people to the area. We're aware that other people came to the area. Our concern is always the safety of the fans. We don't want to see anybody hurt or injured for a football game. You know, we just don't want to see that statement.
Do you want to read the statement?
If I may. Crusaders Football Club have been in existence for over 100 years and have been located at our Seaview Stadium for over 90 years. We currently have over 500 members and an even greater number of associate members. The vast majority of these members live in North Belfast, and over 50% live within a 2 mile radius of Seaview. Our club is owned by the fans and run by fans. We have 14 teams competing at all levels of Irish football, including a highly successful youth academy and equally successful ladies section. We have over 200 players registered to play for our club, and over 300 North Belfast school children use our facilities on a weekly basis. Our club at present has 44 employees, of which 5 are full-time positions. We have currently over 70 volunteers who freely give of their time as coaches, tours,
okay,
turnstile operators, etc. But I want to get to the main point here, Stephen. Our club is an integral part of the community for a very long time. Politics plays no part in sport, and we urge flag protesters and others to desist from engaging in local flag protests. We are requesting that all our members, supporters, local residents, community groups, schools, churches, politicians, sporting bodies, and all other interested parties use all our influences to put an end to these flag protests. It is also important to note that our club...
To put an end to the flag protests?
Yep. It is also important...
It's not for Crusaders to...
Put an end to the flag protests in the environs of our stadium. Sorry, Stephen, I'm trying to make it shorter for you. It is also important to note that our football club has entered into extensive dialogue with local residents from Skegness Avenue since November 2012. Those meetings were facilitated and hosted by the Hub local community group based in St. Albans Street. At those meetings, the local residents raised concerns in relation to Cliftonville fans travelling to games at CB, and the protest was muted at that time. However, after three further meetings and engagement with Cliftonville Football Club and both clubs taking joint measures, the planned protest was called off at a meeting with residents,
okay,
which took place on Friday the 8th of February. Furthermore, a further meeting took place.
Well, actually, Tom, because I didn't know the statement was this long, I need you just to talk to me rather than reading a long, long statement.
Okay.
Because it's not really what we do. Let me bring in Thomas in North Belfast. Morning to you, Thomas.
How you doing, Stephen? Stephen, I actually sent you photographs and I sent you a video of the many protesters was there, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted that a football game was called off because of 20, 30 people protesting. Now, whether the protesters were right or wrong, there is grievances, as the man's telling you there, about the fans coming down, and whether you agree with them or not. And there's no way on this earth a football game should have been called off because of that. And
if the police decide that they determine there's a safety risk, then Stephen, that's their job to do so.
You look at them photographs, it was mostly women there, and I do not think for one minute, because there was Crusaders in with the Cliftonville fans at Skaganeil, I don't believe for one minute that them women or the couple of men that was there was going to attack the Cliftonville supporters, and I don't think the Cliftonville supporters would attack the protest. There was Cliftonville fans in the ground that had already went past them. That passed the protest and nothing happened. And there's no, I mean, Stephen, the police protests and marches at our doing with no problem at all. And are they trying to say that them Cliftonville fans could not have been brought over to the, 200 yards across the street? I mean, and I say, Carla Coulihan, I'm singling her out because she's a sports minister, and the Cliftonville fans and Crusaders and them residents should be asking why the PSNI couldn't have got them people across.
Nicola Mallon?
Well, we have requested a meeting with the PSNI. I mean, what we have to remember here is that, yes, there is an issue that needs to be discussed around the policing. In my view, why were people allowed to congregate there when we all knew that a match was taking place? But remember, the people from the club went down and spoke to these flag protesters and they refused to listen. And what I saw was young children and adults really, really disappointed that the game wasn't going ahead. It was a big North Belfast derby. It meant good money for Crusaders Club, and it was all left in tatters and ruins. And I mean, I've been depressed in politics, but I can tell you on Saturday when I left Glendore Avenue, I was utterly, utterly depressed because both clubs have done tremendous work on a cross-community basis, and a handful of people could tear that down on Saturday.
Nicola, if you're trying to tell me that the police could not have brought Cliftonville fans on Crusaders,
I didn't say that.
Past 30 people. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. This is a massive football match with thousands of people going to it, and it's called off because 20 or 30 people are standing in the middle of the road. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I didn't say that the police couldn't have got the police had to make an assessment. Now, the SDLP have asked to meet with the police to discuss their analysis around that assessment, but that was what was happening in there and then. That was the analysis by the police, and it was in liaison with both clubs that the match was called off. Nobody in the right minds wanted to see the match called off, but it was called off.
I don't think anybody in the right mind would have called the match off anyway. I mean, it's absolutely, I cannot believe, and I'll say, Stephen, the photographs again.
Public safety has to come first.
Stephen, public safety. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people who go to football matches all over the world. There's different... whenever Linfield are going to Cliftonville, Linfield fans have to get on buses and they're brought down. There's some Linfield fans want to walk down. They're not allowed to walk down. There's other fans, the same thing. And the police have to bus them in. There's no problem. I mean, this happens every time there's a match between Linfield or Ballymena and Portadown and Cliftonville. And the police it. Honestly, Stephen, you look at them photos, can't tell me that Cliftonville fans couldn't have got into that ground because of the amount of people that were standing there. That's ridiculous.
Tom Whiteside, does he have a point that here you have thousands of people that want to watch a game and the police couldn't facilitate the game continuing? In other words, those who wanted to stop the game won.
Stephen, I have to be fair to the police on this occasion. It wasn't a police decision. It was made a decision by both clubs and the police. Our concern, and there were genuine concerns, was where the people would be injured or worse. Now, we had to take a decision, a responsible decision on behalf of our people and the Cliftonville people. Now, it may seem crazy in the light of day, but believe me, at the time, there was nobody more disappointed than the people of Crusaders. On football in terms, we needed this game to go ahead. We needed to go ahead because we want to win the league. We wanted to do our talking on the pitch, shake hands at the end of it in friendship, and move on. You know, so there's nobody more disappointed than Crusaders, but we had to take this decision with Cliftonville and the police in the interest of everybody's safety.
Nicola Mallon, what happens next?
Well, in terms of the match, we'll look to reschedule it. But in terms of the flags protest, I think we need to listen to what the club has said in its statement. And I think what we need to take stock of is that we've had 11 weeks of protest, and businesses has been affected, tourism has been affected, and now sport is being affected. Now, there is this process and a channel for people to air grievances. This is not it. Taking it out on Crusaders and Cliftonville fans is not it.
OK. Nicola Mann, thank you. Tom Whiteside, thank you. Morning to you, Robert.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Robert.
Stephen, I've lived in Skagneil most of my adult life, and these Cliftonville supporters have been coming down there every single season, maybe 2-3 times a season. And in my eyes, they should be bust down. There should be no excuse. The amount of police there in Saturday, you thought it was a war zone. And that's ridiculous. There's actually police drafted in from Coleraine, the police that night. I was talking to a couple of policemen myself, and they agree with me that the Cliftonville fans should be bust down. Now, I'm not talking about the ordinary good Cliftonville fans. I'm talking about the hangers-ons who are coming through a Protestant area on an ego trip. And if they're bust down, 4 or 5 buses, they're dropped off at Seaview, the Cliftonville fans go into the ground, the buses go away, they come back at 4 to 5, pick the fans up, and it's gone. It's over in 10 minutes, Stephen, and you need about 3 or 4 Land Rovers, and that's it. Saturday was like a war zone in the Shore Road.
Well, the police couldn't win there in that situation, Robert, because if there was trouble or if someone was hurt, the first question that people like me would be asking was, where was the police?
Stephen,
why weren't they there in the numbers?
Stephen, why aren't the bus down? The Crusaders apparently got Cliftonville supporters buses. The Crusaders put the money to get the buses, and apparently the Cliftonville supporters refused to get on the buses. Now, Crusaders going out of their way to get the Cliftonville fans down to the ground by paying for buses. Now, Linfield are bussed to Solitude. Linfield have to go to Ballyfield Leisure Centre Stadium to get club wearing tickets, and they can't get a match ticket until they're on the bus. And yet, with all Cliftonville supporters can just do what they want, walk down Skagneil Avenue with tricolours, Celtic caps, and singing sectarian songs. Now, to me, that shouldn't happen. And the residents of Skagneil, maybe the flag protest was the cover for the residents, because the residents have had enough. They're hemmed in. You want to see the third Stephen Sardy? You thought the Germans were coming. Honest to God, the police actually cordoned off Alexander Park Avenue, the old Grove Boss, right to Fort William, where Osda and Little are, and up Fort William itself, on the top of Glendower. Is there any need for that? Is there really any need for that? When 4 or 5 buses can bring them fans down, that's over in 10 minutes.
The walk into that ground was supposed to be a cross-community project. It was supposed to be a friendship walk.
Stephen, see at the last match there, Crusaders and Linfield, there was flyers give out to people going into the Crusaders and Linfield match from residents in the area who were fed up with the Cliftonville supporters coming down and giving sectarian abuse to the residents of Skagneil.
Well, Crusaders had talks with local residents and thought everything was sorted.
Well, it never came to me. And it never came to a lot of people. This is the crux of the matter, Stephen. The point of the matter is, everybody's bus to Cliftonville, but they can walk down our 3-hour area where buses should be supplied for Cliftonville to be used to take them to Seaview.